Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. It's 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, sure thing. My name is Tony Sternberg. I'm one of the co-founders at ProsperStack, and ProsperStack acts as an embeddable cancellation flow that basically is an automated retention team for your subscription business.
Perfect. Right. So the point number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Yeah. So I'm here to talk about kind of retention churn, especially around the latter stage of the customer lifecycle. Basically every company now buys into the idea that retaining customers is much cheaper than the cost to acquire, right? So when I started in SaaS like 15 years ago already, which feels like forever, customer success really wasn't something that was talked about. But now that that department is really core to every SaaS and subscription business, that's how the idea of what we built was born. But basically, yeah, you see a ton of companies and the focus on churn around the early to mid-life cycles of customer, and they tend to forget about the latter stages. So for many companies, there's a ton of low-hanging fruit there. And the truth is anything you can do to retain them is going to reduce your churn rate, increase your LTV, which are really just core metrics to any subscription business, right? So we want to make sure you can see immediate ROI from it. So my advice and what I try to get people to do and what I like to see is, first you want to specify that we're talking about active churn here, not dunning. So this is like when customers are voluntarily churning. And when they do this, a lot of companies pop up like a basic survey, ask, why are you leaving, that kind of thing, which is great. From a data perspective, it helps you understand where your customers and where you have fallen short with your customers and gives you a chance to improve. But what you don't often see, and that a lot of bigger brands do, is that they're actually using that as an opportunity to save the customer as well. So what you want to do, if you do nothing else, create a survey, ask a couple questions, which are core to, getting to understanding as to why they're leaving, find a primary motivator, and then answer that motivator with an offer and incentive to stay, right? So for example, if your customer is telling you that the price is just too high or they're not getting ROI from your product at the moment, don't just consider that lost. Offer them a temporary discount, a coupon, some sort of incentive to stay. If they need to take a break, if they're potentially just not going to be able to use it for a couple months, instead of letting them cancel out and reactivate later, offer a pause option. Even if they can log in and use the account still, it's going to be better in the long term to hold on to that revenue and not make them sort of reactivate that revenue later on, which is the hardest thing to get someone to do, is put that credit card in, right? And just use that as a temporary like crutch. You can use an opportunity to learn, overcome it, and ideally you'll build that customer back up, into that full price customer again, mm-hmm. where they're seeing that full value out of your product.
Perfect. Love it there. That is a good tip. Actually, a little trick for everyone here, because we're mainly on LinkedIn. LinkedIn does the same thing. You cancel Sales Navigator and said it's too expensive, they're going to give you a discount. A
little pro totally right does. There. Totally
yep,
does.
There we go. Yep. Let's get to question number three. What other founders, CEOs, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. First and foremost, my co-founder, Graham Floyd. I've worked with him for over 10 years at a previous company. And now, he's a CTO, the technical half of the business. He's what builds ProsperStack and makes it work. I went through a startup accelerator, beta.mn here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So shout out to all the co-founders that I went through that cohort with too.
Everybody, I'll look them up there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah, sure. I'll preface it by saying, I'm not a salesperson by trade by any means, but when you're a founder, you do everything, right? Mm-hmm. So when we first got the ProsperStack to market, I just kind of was like, well, how are we going to sell it? Went out cold, like a lot of people do. Reached out via cold email and pitched and sold the company within a couple of days. So my epic sale is kind of my first one that really sticks out to me. I figured the interesting part was they were probably the third email I sent. So I'm like, well, this cold sales thing isn't so bad, right? Little did I know, there's a lot more to it. Since then, I've definitely gotten a lot better, learned a lot more about sales in the process. But that sticks out as my most epic sale because it's the first one that really validated, what we built was worth something to pay for. So
awesome there. I remember the same story for me when I called carpet cleaners for some company, and first one, and then 400 calls later, not a single one.
Oh, so, wow. Totally. Yeah.
Get the concept there. So Tony, you've got 3 minutes and 42 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Yeah. Bob, tell me about the hat thing.
So I used to be a political consultant. And like when people ask, how did you become a political consultant? I said, one day I was a couch bum and the next day I was a political consultant. It just happened. And so because I didn't have the famous last name or the degree, I started putting on the hat and got really known for that. And it made me a lot of money. And so now whenever I do conventions or anything, it's always been able to tell people, hey, I'm the guy in the hat.
That's awesome. And am I looking at your favorite hat, or is there a favorite hat in the
This is my favorite collection? One right now. I used to do the fedoras. I kind of phased them out when I moved to Vegas. So I went to this strip and bought this one. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. I guess the only other thing I would say is, if you're looking to kind of improve turnaround offboarding, Prospersec is something that can help you out with that. What we do is we actually integrate directly with your billing platform. So it's like a Stripe or a Chargebee. So that way when you integrate, it makes it really easy. We can do all the heavy lifting for you in terms of processing cancellations or applying the incentives that they accept to save that churn, and also providing a data platform to help you learn from it and consume it. So if you're looking to kind of offload that and really focus on your core competency, give us a look, give us a shout. We'd love to help you out.
Perfect. You pulled it off there. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Tony, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for Tony. Say your website real quick.
Yep, it's prosperstack.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Tony, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
All right. Good, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later.